Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. It's a busy time right now for our guest here, a man who's getting ready to try to bring another state championship to Warren Central High School. Josh Morgan, head coach of the Vikings, former Mississippi State Bulldog. And Josh, glad you could be on with us today. One thing I like to ask players who became coaches is, what's something that Coach Sherrill said to you that you still say today?
Man, I use a lot of Coach Sherrill stuff. He was always a big players coach. A lot of people didn't really, get that about him. His players did. But he was quite the philosopher too. You know, he was a deep thinking man. Mm-hmm. I remember him bringing, one that sticks out to me is he would bring a bag of, or it was a big bowl of sand, and then had tennis balls in it. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, it fit all in there just right together. But if you tried to fill all the sand up and then tried to put the tennis balls in, they didn't fit in and things like that. And he's talking about the synergy of a team and working well together. But it's kind of hard for me to just pick one, but I use a lot of his stuff. He impacted me greatly. The thing that I remember the most about him was, man, if you were one of his guys, and we called him Jackie's boys, when you were one of his, he would go to bat for you. And he certainly did that for me in my time there.
So you've got a couple of Egg Bowl wins we want to talk about here in your career at Mississippi State. And your first one is an interesting one because first ever start, let's just throw you out there in the Egg Bowl. What does it feel like the day after you make 20 tackles?
Yeah, sore. So, you know, it's those tackles were against, you know, Joe Gunn and Deuce McAllister's, you know, up to that point, you know, you're getting scout team reps and, red shirted the year before. So it's been a long time since I've been in a fire like that. And that's getting baptized the right way there. But a win sure does make it all feel better. And, it's just one thing. But, yeah, man, sore. Everything sore. But it's super elated. That was, that's one way to get broke into it all is like that. And the way it ended in that kind of fashion, mighty blessed to be a part of it and mighty thankful.
You know, you think about that season, there had been so many of those comeback wins, and yes, you wondered if you just used up all of the magic coming into that Egg Bowl, but it felt like that team, maybe the most supremely confident Mississippi State team I've ever been around, they just believed and they knew how to win those games.
That's right. It was a strong belief there. It was never a panic, and it just was. And it's something that it was the type of players that we had. You know, it's not something that could be taught. You can't teach people that stuff. And we just needed a chance to get in it, and because we were down and we were running out of time, and we kept making plays, kept fighting, and they made a mistake and in coverage, which allows us, you know, to tie it up, and then they made a mistake, you know, throwing it, and we made them pay for it, but it was just we just needed a chance, and something good was going to happen, and a lot of that was because of not waiting on things to come into your lap, but making them happen. And that was the season that it seemed to go like that away a lot.
I've talked to Coach Cutcliffe a couple of times, and I've asked him this question, and he says if he could go back in time, he would have run the ball and gone into overtime. Being out on the field, how surprised were you that they threw that pass?
Well, we were so locked in, we were alert, and so we were ready for anything, and they took a shot. But a lot of people don't remember it. They busted a coverage and CJ was wide open and Wayne found him and got us in that situation. And we were having a tough time scoring. But again, finding a way and being ready for that moment. But, we were alert. We weren't quite sure what they were going to do. And we knew we were, you know, finishing out the game and like we always talk about, man made a big play there Eugene's one of my buddies still to this day. And, Robert Bean, those, man, what a great bunch of guys. But we were ready for it and alert.
I always think about that play because, in the words of Kirk Herbstreit, he did mean to kick that football up there. That is a supremely athletic play. Had the ball been thrown to you, could you have gotten the leg up and made that play?
I don't know. I would have tried, though, because, that's the thing about it. That's how we practice. We're talking about types of players, just very high football IQ and conscientious. It's not just, man, it's give, you knew help's coming. So if you can't get it, keep it up and let somebody else get it. And that's heady football play. And those are intangibles that make great football players. And we had a lot of them on our team.
Yeah. 2001 is an Egg Bowl. That's a different kind of season for you guys. That had been a struggle that year. The 9/11 had rearranged the schedule. This wasn't the last game of the season. And Ole Miss came in, Eli Manning, they were a big favorite in that game. I always remember a couple of things from that game. One is he picks off Eli Manning three times. Corey Banks, an underrated guy at Mississippi State, in my opinion. Yeah. You played with Bean, you played with Smoot, but I think Corey Banks is a player that doesn't get a lot of the credit he deserves. He was a really good corner.
Yeah, he was. You're coming in behind those two guys. That's a big shoes. But Corey Corey was an outstanding corner who could shut down shop in a lot of different areas. And that's what, our coaches thought of him when we brought him in. So that's a big compliment to him. But he was a lot of fun to play with as well.
And then the other thing I remember out of this game, and as a coach, I want your thoughts on this. Did Jackie Sherrill invent the Wildcat in that game? Because he started snapping the ball to Ray Bivens. I had never seen like just a direct snap to a receiver before. I have said that for years. Like Jackie Sherrill invented the Wildcat in the 2001 Egg Bowl.
Yeah. Well, I have to go back and look. I don't, thinking outside the box and, coach, trying to put the ball, in playmakers' hands, but also, finding a way to get accomplished what you want to get done. And, Ray was a guy that, he had them old hips and could do some things with them and different wrinkles, thinking outside the box. But again, that's another nod of the hat to Coach Sherrill.
When you think back to that game and you're playing against Eli Manning, a guy who would go on to have, a great career in the NFL, is that a thing where you see it pretty early in the game, you're like, wait a minute, this guy is different?
Well, first of all, going into that, a lot of respect. Know that you better be on point. I think, and I've always felt like, when you play really good people, I think that brings out the best in you. It either brings your game up, or you pick your game up, or you fold. And, I've always loved playing against good players. Because, a lot of times, that brings out the very best in you. And, so but a lot of respect knew him going in and knew that we had to be on point.
So many of those guys, your teammates from that team are in coaching now. You are. I know Kevin Fant is. I believe Eugene Clinton, did he take over at Brandon recently?
He sure did.
Yeah,
sure
so he's there, and I'm sure there's a few others. I know Michael Ferrer was, a teammate of yours. He's in coaching. What is it about Mississippi State and that time period that so many former players are now in the coaching ranks?
Yeah, it's a great question, but it's also, first of all, I think it's the kind of guys we recruited, and we were those blue collar guys. It's first of all, to be a high school coach, you got to be cut from a different mold and servant's heart. It's a grind. And that's the kind of players that State got at that time was those grinders, those guys that were workers, and then loved the game. And man, that's so awesome. And then, you get a coach, that's how coaches in the coaching profession, how impressionable they are and the impact that they are able to make. We see, talk to Coach Sherrill and how proud he is just to know and keeps up with us all. Mm-hmm. He's got to feel that. It's the types of guys, it's the types of players and the impact that's been made. And then they want to be able to have that kind of impact. But also from us is having that example that was set for us, and being in those meetings and being at practices and also soaking that up and then being able to redistribute, that to these guys now. And, it's really cool, to be a part of that. It's really special. And, but yes, it's, gotta be different. And it ain't for everybody.
I see those pictures sitting behind you of you and your brothers. All of you played at Mississippi State
Yeah.
one time or the other. What does Mississippi State mean to the Morgan family?
Well, for a while there, my dad being a high school coach, his staff would have to meet, at all kind of hours of the night because he was going state like for 10 years straight. It started. So they worked with him, of course. It's just special. I can't really put it in words. It means a lot to us and our family. Rob going in there at 95, and then I came behind him, and then Brett came in with Coach Cheryl and finished with Coach Kroon. Made some great relationships there, but made so many good friends, so many special people up there that mean so much to us, way more than football. My family's from close, to Starville and Sturgis, Mississippi. I got a lot of family in that area, Morgantown, and so it's just my dad always taught me, you go where, if you weren't playing ball, where would you want to be? And so we were mighty blessed, and the good Lord has taken care of us. And Mississippi State has been so good to us, and we gave it everything that we had to represent Mississippi State the best that we could.
Josh, really appreciate your time. And like I said, I know it's a busy time for you. Good luck this weekend as you pursue another bringing Warren Central another
Yes.
state championship.
Yes. Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having me, man.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.